Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Point guard Kyrie Irving
and said he was out to remind everyone exactly who he is and what he does. I kind of, you know, hey, I kind of like that bravado. You know, I kind of like that type of attitude. Shoot, I need a little bit of that over here with these wizards. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. In this rookie ratings, Cade Cunningham climbs to the number two spot following Mobley from the Cavs. I'm telling y'all, listen, and I was just talking to Treese about this. We got to stop with the undisputed, you know, and we owe it to the sports we love to watch more than just these. All we're going to talk about is this damn show. For real. We owe it to the sports that we love, the players that we love. I mean, you have all sorts of teams in this NBA that's doing magnificent things. All sorts of players, in the NBA doing magnificent things. But all we're hearing is about a player who's at the end of, Boys the Men? At the end of the road. You know what I mean? And they can't let go. Let it go. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Blockbuster trades have been made in the NFL. Both Denver and Washington received their QBs of choice.
Yeah.
Listen. Mm-mm. I was talking to my coworker today. Quick story. Y'all know me. I'm talking to my coworker today, and he says to me, "Man, how you feel about Carson Wentz?" And let's just say the conversation wasn't nice. It wasn't G-rated. And he said, "Yeah, man." He said, "Come on and give it to me, man. You got to do all this before you go on your show, because we don't want the FCC shut you down." And I'm pretty sure your co-host. Yes. He was like, "I'm pretty sure your co-host appreciate y'all being shut down because you and this mouth, because it was potty treats." It was, listen, if I would have had a swear jar beside me, the four of us, me, Reese, you and Tang, could have went to Cancun. That's how nasty my mouth was about this. I don't even want to call it a trade. I'm just debacle. You know, Woosah. I didn't land on Wentz Island. Wentz Island landed on me. Woosah. Woosah. No Roger,
bro.
No rerun.
Go ahead and move on.
No
move
Roger.
On, bro.
Yeah, we'll move on. Well, we will discuss these. see what I'm saying, y'all? We will discuss this and find out what you all think about the moves that were made, both Russell Wilson going to Denver and Carson Wentz coming to my Washington team. All these topics and so much more on today's episode of Kel's Corner. And listen, I'm going to play this song. I'm letting y'all know. It's a warning, okay? This is a warning. Treese and I were in a production meeting, and I was like, "Treese, I need a song, you know, to help me through this thing, you know, something I can play to tell people to just shut that and get the, you, yeah." 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Talking baseball.
Yes.
makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Keep going under. How I keep going under.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Baseball, guys, is back. Yes. And I, for one, am so happy that
yes.
I will be able to see my Washington Nationals. You know what? I've made up in my mind, Treats. I'm wearing see, I'm the type of fan, I like to wear my team's paraphernalia during the season. And I'm not knocking the people who wear stuff year-round, you know what I mean? I had a banging Wizards hat,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know where the heck that hat at. I lost it at a party or something somewhere. It's gone. So, yeah, and the thing about it, I work right down by the Wizards store. So
mm-hmm.
I could go and get and grab another Wizards hat with no problem, but I just, you know, I've been lazy about it. But I am going to purchase another Wizards hat before it's all over with. But I say that to say I can wear my Washington Nationals caps now because they'll be in live action. And
yeah.
I for one, what I love about baseball and baseball and basketball, which is different from football, occasionally you can wear gear on Monday because it's a Monday night game. You can
mm-hmm.
wear gear on Thursdays because your team may be playing in the Thursday night game. But in baseball and basketball, they damn near play 3 to 4 games a week. So you can rock
yeah.
your gear at any time. You know what I'm talking about? That, and,
true.
You know, that now, what I am going to do is throw a little disclaimer. That's as far in the fashion world as I go. You know what I mean? For real. Hey, Treats, I wore the red, black, and gray Nike sweatsuit with the red, black, and white Nationals cap. And everybody at work was like, oh, man, that's tight, huh? That's tight. Your girl must be dressing you. I was like, nah, Bams, I know how to put my colors together. Yeah, stop playing with me. Yeah, that bad. I'm a dresser.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that bad.
You should have told them if they want to look like you, holler at your girl.
Mm. Damn, I missed that chance. I got you, though. But back to baseball, man. April the 7th will be opening day, which is not too far off of what the original opening day was. So we got that to be thankful for. But April 7th is the actual opening day. So we got some baseball back. How you feeling, Trace?
What? Oh, you don't see my post? Oh, my gracious. I was like, I almost couldn't breathe for a second. I had to take it all in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had to take it all in. Because, you know, that's really one of my favorite sports. Like, I can
right,
just watch
right.
that all the time because there's always something different going on in baseball.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that to my friends that can't watch baseball like that, you know, the ones that swear it's so boring, I can play it, but I can't watch it. How can you play it, but you can't watch it? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's crazy to me. That is so
yeah.
crazy to me. And maybe it's just me because I you know, as I told you, I have a North Carolina background, and in my North Carolina background, we played baseball all the time. We
yeah.
played it all the time. Every opportunity we got, you know,
uh-huh.
We played baseball. So, you know, and I'm not knocking people who don't particularly like it or whatever or can't get into it. To each his own. You know, but I know me and mine, man, look at here. Look at here. Look, I told you the boys didn't like opening day that one year, and I have not taken them back again because I'm not a parent that abused my kids. If they're not happy with it, then we just going to move on. But I absolutely love the game. I love everything about it. I love the smell, the excitement, the atmosphere, the concession stands, the rock and roll areas, everything. I love it all, man. I love it all. So welcome back, baseball, America's sport. Welcome back, finally. You know?
Yeah.
We got to win. Hey, and listen, y'all say what you want. Don't tell me that they ain't listening to Treats, Lady T, and Kale, DMV Kale, on the corner. Because we been pleading with these bammers. Man, look, man, give a little, and y'all give a little, then y'all able to take a little, then y'all can take a little, and look where we at. Look at where we at. You know what I mean? Look at exactly where we at. Let's go to the phone. All right. What's up, Lou? What's happening, brother?
Hey, how
hey,
are
Lou.
You?
Hey,
wow.
Lou.
What a turnaround over the last 36, 48 hours. I mean,
from that bad
Tuesday,
news you gave us, Lou.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought? I mean, because nobody was thinking it was going to get resolved, you know, today. But look at it now. Now we got baseball back.
We got baseball,
yeah.
Lou.
Yeah, we do.
And I don't know the terms of the negotiation that were accepted.
I'm reading over right now.
I'm so glad that the adults entered the room and took over the situation.
Yes.
I'm so glad. You know, we all know with these with these billionaires, man, you know, sometimes they get, you can't tell me sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm going to do what I want.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, so I'm thankful that these guys, you know, found a way to meet and agree. Seriously.
Yeah,
all right. Let's go to another call. Lou, let me know when you're ready. When you read it all, Lou, let me know.
That might be a while. It's about three pages long.
Oh my goodness! Well, listen.
Sorry.
Take out the vegetables and the starch, and just give us the meat. Yeah, that might.
Let me give you a little bit of it real quick before we go. Let me give you a little bit real quick. The CBT threshold. This is according to the Athletic, Ken Rosenthal. Reached $230 million in 2023 and peaks at $244 million in the final year of the CBA. Minimum salary $700,000 and peaks at $780,000 in the final year of CBA. Free art bonus pool, like the bonuses and all that stuff, it has to reach up to $50 billion, and that's what everybody is agreeing on right now. Those are some of the things that's in it. You said the meat and potatoes,
wow.
I just gave you that part.
That's great. That is great, you know. Come on, Ron. What's up with you, Ron? Good afternoon.
Hey, Ron.
We got baseball back.
We got baseball back.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lou.
Yes, sir.
See y'all Yankees at the World Series, bruh.
I'm a
Giant
fan.
Who's a Giant fan?
That's right, you are. I forgot.
Lady T is a Giant.
Oh, you like the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah.
You like everything San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh. The basketball team is the only thing that she's a Chicago Bulls basketball fan. But everything else, San Francisco, football, hell, if they got a tennis player from San Francisco, that's her favorite tennis player. For real. Book it.
Yeah.
No, but I don't blame you. I don't blame you loving the Giants. You know, I was before, you know, the Nationals, you know, came on board.
Right.
Shoot, I was Barry Bonds to death. Barry Bonds, my dude, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know,
right.
On the National League side, I don't want to talk about the AL, you know, the AL, you had the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees. They was going at it. But on the NL, you had the release of Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. You had Barry Bonds. You had Pablo Sandoval. Like, I could go on and on, but I'm excited for baseball, y'all. I'm trying to say, I can't wait to go to National Park, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, who you telling? Who are you telling? All right, let's bring my man 57, the Kale's Corner Huckleberry on. What's up, Trey?
All right.
You gonna learn today.
Okay.
I'm gonna be sure we
baseball is back.
What's happening, y'all? What's happening? Welcome
What's
to our
really
Friday
good,
Eve. Man. Welcome to our Friday
no
Eve,
problem.
Baby.
No doubt. No doubt. So tell me how you feeling about that news, man.
You know what, Kale? I just woke up. What I missed?
Baseball back.
Baseball back.
April is opening day.
April 10th.
And it's not a dream, 57.
It's not a
dream.
It
ain't a
dream.
No, it's a dream, baby. I'm awake, right? I'm awake. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody throw some wings on that man.
Baseball is here. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yankees to the World Series, baby.
Oh,
well,
boy.
We hope so.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Mill 57 got to be related. I just said the Yankees and the Nationals in the World Series. Yeah,
that would be great.
Come on, man. Look, y'all, come on, man. Really?
Come on, sis.
Mm.
Y'all going down this year, sis. Y'all ain't going to be that team y'all been for the last 10, 15 years. Y'all going down
come
this
on.
Year.
Mm. And y'all.
All right.
Hey, no, we on the come up, sis. We on the come up.
Here we go.
I'll be honest
with you. I would like to play y'all for the World Series, but y'all ain't gonna make it this year, dog, pal. Y'all gotta get your pitching back.
Ooh.
We can't play San Francisco in the World Series anyway. You're a Nationals fan, right?
Well,
you're a Yankee.
I'm a Yankees fan.
I like the Nationals.
I
like playing against them.
Yeah.
Every season, some team comes out with unexpected hitting and unexpected pitching. And
that's
unexpected usually around mid-July is when teams start peaking. Once that weather starts to get warm. So, hey, it's anybody's game.
Well,
let's go
actually,
to the phone.
June.
Well,
what did
they
call it?
June-ish, but see, it's only a few teams. And what I noticed, it's the teams that play in warm temperature. It's the teams that play in warm temperature that are usually riled up and getting their thing going in June. But by July, it's warm everywhere. So everybody wakes up. And that's what I mean by by July, it's a total global everywhere they play baseball, guys bring it together. Let's go to the phone. What's up, Ted?
What's happening, Ted?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Ooh,
baseball,
Ted.
We're doing good.
Yeah, we are baseball, Ted.
I hear also Huckleberry sleep on it. You know, he's supposed to be the baseball man, and he ain't even up on it. What's going on, Huckleberry?
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm gonna defend you. I'm going to defend you, 57. Huckleberry had to get some sleep so he could be ready for the show. All right?
That night cut both ways there, Kev.
What's that? Why is that?
You know what? I don't want to know.
I was about to say, you want to know? I want to know. That's why I started it. I want to know what to come back with. Come with it.
Okay.
And I just said, it's Friday Eve. Come back with it.
Like I said, he said I had to take a nap. Well, you know, he's too old to stay up and for the show. So he got to take him a nap before he get in. You know, but he did it for the show. So he did it for the show.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this is what happened. At 2 o'clock, I said I'm gonna take me a nap. At 2 o'clock, the last thing I heard on ESPN was they had canceled the second week. That's the last thing I heard, but they were still in negotiation. I said we ain't gonna play, and I went to sleep. So it must have just happened.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It happened. And the final details of everything is coming out at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
It went from it was all a dream to sky's the limit.
Amen. Let's go back to the phone.
I was
asking how did you feel about baseball coming back and being from a city with two teams, you know what I mean? What is the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs, right? Those are your two teams, right?
He can't tell us until June, Kale.
Oh, okay.
He got to wait to see who's winning.
Oh, okay. Whichever one is the best, whoever got the best record.
Yeah, as they say in church, step out on faith, baby. Say it with your chest.
Oh, damn.
So that means if the Nationals lose it, that means we can root for the Orioles, right?
boy, you can listen. You can nail my tongue to the tree out front of my patio before I root for a Baltimore anything.
The only thing I like from Baltimore was the show The Wire. Other than that, I can't
for nothing Baltimore. I can't stand Baltimore. That desolate town. Come on, Tank.
Much love and respect to everybody. How y'all doing today?
Man.
I'm glad today. What's up, 57? What's happening with you, brother? I'm glad to get that baseball back.
How you doing, brother Tank?
Hey, man, what's up, Ted? What's up, 007? I hear all you.
What's up,
Lou? Ain't nothing. But look, right, I'm so happy that baseball came back today, because I ain't know what was going to happen on this show, man, because on Tuesday, the last episode, I called it cutthroat. Everybody was cutting everybody low. It almost got started again. I was like, oh, man, before I even get on this show, they about to get started. I couldn't say nothing last Tuesday.
But you know what? That goes to show just how much we are into the sport, you know.
Yes,
you know, they come up with all type of numbers and statistics, and this group, this demographic is into it, and this demographic is not. I have not met, and now I will say this. There are some people, both white and black, that wear the hat because they like the look. But there are more people that are wearing the hat because they know what the hell is representing. You know what I mean? They know that W is for Washington. And even out in the West Coast, I've seen with Ice Cube. Now, we all know they're going to wear anything with a W on it for West, you know, for the West side, because that's how they rep their area.
Yeah.
But I see Yankee hats everywhere, Kansas City Royals, San Francisco Giants. I even seen a guy with his son on the D.C. Metro wearing a Bumgarner jersey. You know what I mean? So listen, baseball is loved in this area.
That's right.
Baseball is loved in this area more than you think, more than some will know.
Yes.
Because they're so closed-minded and caught up on the stereotypical nonsense that they don't really, their eyes are open.
Right.
And seeing we are a city and area that loves baseball. There was a lot. I'm trying to tell you. Like Ron said earlier, just a little while ago, you know, the Nationals lose, we'll root for Baltimore. Even when Washington didn't have a team, you know what?
Yeah.
I just said, forget it. I'll watch the sport because I love it, but I can't get behind no team and rep no team. See, my thing is, I like the parade, man. I like the celebration. You know, when I was a young man and the Redskins, I can call them that because I'm talking about the past. When I was a young man and the Redskins won, it was, hey, man, tremendous fun going to the parade and the festivities, you know? I couldn't get enough, get enough of it. So,
right.
So. When it came to baseball, I was like, you know, nah, man, I can't rep Baltimore because I'm not going to no Baltimore parade. No. Heck no. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I feel you, what you're saying. I do. I feel all that.
Yeah. When we were introduced to the Nationals or the Nationals were introduced
former
here.
Expos.
Former Expos, you're absolutely correct. I said, yes, we have a team. Yes, I can get behind them. Oh, my goodness, I love that hat. Oh, my goodness, I love that jersey. Yes,
right.
And then when, like I say, you know, my father's last live baseball game that we attended together was the introduction of Steven Strasburg. And Strasburg showed his hiney. You understand me?
Yeah.
That family boy and Pop is like, son, he going to be good. Son, he going to win something for us. Watch what I tell you. And sure enough, Strasburg has won for us. So, yeah, man, it's just welcome back, baseball. I'm going to put a bet on it.
Okay,
go ahead.
I got a question. I got a comment online. David Ford, he said MLB not passing on that money. They want that bag. He also said the athletes have to keep standing for their money because the owners are getting theirs, which is all true.
Let me say what's up today. That's my high school buddy. What's up, Dave? My man David Ford. Yeah, that's my high school buddy there. But he's 100% correct. He's 100% correct. Owners don't, like 57 said, you know, a few episodes ago. These owners are beyond stingy in baseball, and they're making so much money. They are making money hand over from the concession stands, the tickets to the arena, to the games, TV time, commercials, and I mean everything. They're making money all around the board. So, you know, it's only fair. It's only fair. Pay these guys, man. Pay these guys with what they deserve because they are the entertainment. They are the reason we're watching. It was one.
Why we go to the park.
That's
right. Yes. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
But, Kale,
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Another reason, I'm with you on that Baltimore thing, but one reason why I will never, ever root for the Orioles. You remember when the Nationals first started out, you couldn't get them on, you couldn't find them nowhere on TV. Because what's the owner's name for the Orioles was blackballing them on all the stations. They had to fight and go through a lot to get to finally get on Channel 20. And they were on Madison for so long. That's because I can't remember the owner of the Orioles' name now, right now. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. But they went to court so they could get on the local channels in this area. Because he wouldn't allow it because he had the market locked up. And I said, I'll never watch another Orioles game again. And they won.
And we won. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
His name is
Angelo.
And what is it?
There you go. Thanks, sis.
Angelo. You're welcome.
Brother Carroll, that was a sarcastic question, by the way. I'm Nationals all the way.
Hey, don't be trying to clean it up now, you Bama.
Right.
Don't try to clean it up now.
Kyle Ripken Jr. never offered me no milk.
Never came to my school either, you know. 563-999-3782. Welcome back, baseball. We're glad you're here. Cannot wait. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it's basketball, baby.
Let's get up, let's get down. Roll with the hardcore funk, the hardcore sound. Let's get with this Macadocious funk material, so simple. When I rock with the instrumental, who am I?
Indeed, the Green Eyed Bandit.
Control my career so I can never get stranded. But the rest are getting brand new, being changed up their style. From jeans to suits and thinking about a pop record. Something made for the station, for a whole new relationship. Of a new type of scene to go platinum and clock mad green. A.K.A. a sellout, the rap definition.
Yeah, baby, the crossover.
This is crossover.
We play like that crossover. Right there, yeah, man. Hey, listen, we're talking about these point guards, man. You know, John Wall talking about, you know, he wants to come back to Washington. You know, especially if Bradley Beal mess around and is really traded next season, like they're saying, he's rumored to be traded to Philly with Embiid and what's the word? Harden.
Man,
I don't know how I feel about that. But you know what?
Okay.
Let me say this. I don't feel bad about that at all. You know, if Bradley Beal has proven to be, hey, Zuri. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's my baby again. Bradley Beal has shown himself to be dedicated, has shown himself to be a true Washingtonian. So if he wants to go somewhere else, and he feels like He has a better chance of winning there. By all means, you know, go ahead and go. You know, because we all know how Russell Westbrook was trying to coax him into going to L.A. with him, and Bill straight up told him, "Nah, I'm good here in Washington where I'm at." So, you know, kudos to the young man for doing that. And, you know, I wish him nothing but luck. Now, the question is, will we receive John Wall? Will we take him back? I've heard arguments that made sense. I've heard arguments that made sense that we shouldn't, but I'm of the mindset, it's just me, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay if he was to come back here. I look at the current roster and the point guards that are on it, and I don't see any of them giving more to this Wizards team than John Wall. I really don't. If now I know he's not going to be as fast as he was when his first go round, but I still know he has speed and love the assist game. So with those two things combined, the only other player that's halfway what John Wall is on our roster is Ish Smith. I think we can. I think we can. Okay. Yes. Now he'll have to restructure his contract. That's going to be in the mix for real, because you're not that player anymore. Serious. So yeah, we're going to have to restructure that contract. But I think they can.
Why would we want John Wall?
You say why?
Why would we want John Wall?
Why not?
Man, first of all,
why
we
not?
Haven't seen him play in over three years. Let me say, we haven't seen him play in over 3 years. And mm-hmm. One thing about speed is like this. You lose your speed as you go. That speed doesn't stay there. You lose that speed. And if you don't use it, you lose it faster. John Wall ain't the same player.
That's exactly what you saying, the same exact thing as the online viewer is saying, David Ford. He said Wall speed was his best attribute. That's gone, so leave him alone.
Yes.
No, his speed was not his best. No, it wasn't. It was his assist.
He couldn't shoot that well.
That was his best. It was his assist. He was setting Wizard records for assists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was setting records for breaking and setting new records for assists that haven't even been touched yet with this Wizards team.
Gerald said he may come back better like Michael Jordan.
By the players.
That's Tang laughing in the background.
But John Wall is not a starter, though. He should be coming off the bench. If he could come off the bench, that's the problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He don't want to come off the bench.
You want to fight. Now you're trying to start a fight, Ron.
Thank you.
But you know what, John? I like what 007 said.
What did he say?
Like be a six man. Like try to be a six man.
A
six man. Why not?
Yes.
No,
he can do that.
He gonna get here and think he owned the joint. And
yes.
That's the whole thing.
You found a way for Tang to go along with it. So that's all right with me, because Tang was arguing me down. You hear me?
Okay.
He was arguing me down, and I never thought about John Wall coming off the bench, because I think that would be a problem. Serious.
But
I don't think
he wouldn't like it.
To come off the bench.
He wouldn't like it, but if he wouldn't like it, bro. But
and have him come off the bench. That's what David Ford said.
But check it out. We can't pay him top dollars, man. We done already been there with John Wall paying top dollars. Ain't no way.
Thank you.
Boom.
Go ahead, kid.
Why not come off the bench? You're not that star no more. He ain't that star no more.
And let's
now,
not get good
can,
players confused with great players.
Right. And if he can take a lower contract and come off the bench, I say get him. But if he want to be the starter on the team,
yeah, because I don't
think
him
have all that chemistry that y'all already got up. Y'all going to mess that little bit that I got already up. Y'all need to get chemistry out of there. They're going to have some great chemistry.
And last night, if y'all don't mind me saying, last night, I even though we lost, broke my heart, I saw a good team last night. I saw Chris Smith played a good game last night.
You can't blow a 10-point lead with a minute.
They still, the team that they played, they shouldn't have been in that contest like that. They played a good game. They showed, don't just look at the loss and don't look at the fact that they lost the lead that they had. Look at the way that they played. Look at that, playing together. Try to pick out the good parts that came along with that loss.
And the last time they played the Clippers came back from 35 down. And won the game. Come on, Ted.
Yep.
What you got to add, Ted?
I had a couple of points. Now, y'all keep saying, now, as far as John Wall coming back, it could be a good thing because maybe he could be they've been humble. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he done humbled himself as far as what he went through, as far as what he went through the first time. Maybe so. We don't know. But y'all keep saying as far as him being the sixth man, I don't know what would be our lineup as far as y'all going now, but I don't know if y'all basing it on Bradley Beal still being there for him to come off the bench. But if you get the guys getting rid of Bradley Beal is still there.
Nah, Beal going to be gone. Beal going to be gone.
So,
that is gone.
So if Beal gone, who are you guys starters? Who would be your starters?
That same point guard that's playing right now, and John Wall could be coming off the bench.
I'm saying you got Neto starting.
Mm-hmm. You got Cassius Winston. You got Cassius Winston, Shadow, Ish Smith, and Neto. I hate to say it, but I think Cassius Winston going to be the one that they get an axe to. I really do.
With that said, though, like you said, it might be hard for Wall to come off the bench. Now, that might be with his ego thing. I'm not saying that's not a good thing, like you say, Tang, for him to come off the bench because you already got your cohesiveness of what you got now. They playing good, you know, and so Wall come off the bench and see how they plan and then come in and get in where you fit in, you know, and then run that second unit. Okay, I understand that. But then there it goes if he hasn't been humbled enough to accept coming off the bench because, you know, he still feels that he's a star. But as far as him being fast, need to be fast, I don't think that really he needs that at speed as he had when he was younger. If he get wiser, that's good. He hasn't been playing, so he got fresh legs, you know. So you got to look at that point too. So hoping he can come in and contribute and accept coming off the bench, that'd be good. But if he doesn't, if he can produce, because he was a fan favorite when he was in Washington until whatever had situation happened. But he ingratiated himself well with Washington when he first came here. So that's
my
point
on that. If I'm an owner and I'm evaluating where I'm going to spend my money, I wouldn't spend my money on bringing back a player that's been hurt most of his career, hasn't really been on the floor in the last 3 years, when I could spend my money on somebody else, a younger player, to make my team better. John Wall is just going to be like a condiment. Oh, you know, he can't be part of the main dish, you know? So why would you spend your money for him?
With this coaching staff, you really need players that you can plug and play, man. You know what I mean?
Veteran leadership also.
We've seen with this team lose leads like last night, like you just said. You can't lose a 10-point lead in 1 minute. You can't.
No.
But yet
that's
still
that's true.
Yet still we see this Wizards team constantly lose like this, and that's because of veteran leadership. We don't have veteran leadership on this squad. Bradley Beal has always been weak. He's always been picked on and ridiculed for his game and his weakness. So nobody's listening to him. I mean, some dudes just are who they are. And John Wall, of the two, was more of a leader. More of a leader. I'm telling you. You guys are just looking at the on-the-court attributes. I'm thinking about the locker room.
Can I say this real quick, Lady T? Also on the court, he engraced because he always accepts the challenge to take that last shot, to be that man, you know? So he never shied away from that. You say, he's always been that leader. And so, but with 3 years of rest, y'all got to look at that. Basketball is basketball,
Tang,
man.
Come on with it, Tang.
I'm sorry. David Ford said, the reality is Wall is off the table for his price that he will demand. He building a young, talented team and grab your young killer and shooting machine. It'll pay off.
That'd be cool if we can find that. That'd be cool if we can find that. But if we can't, I'm John Wall, 90 going north.
But this is what y'all forget.
The Wizards are used for the Zingas. The Bama is 7 feet, three inches tall. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I listened for like quick 3 minutes
Jesse
last
Golden
night.
That.
And that Bama Drew Gooden kept calling him 7-2, 7-1. And Kitcher, the dude that does the game with Gooden kept saying, because Kitcher kept saying, why do you keep cutting? He's 7-3. Give him all of his edges. And Gooden would not give that man his props. Gooden would not give that man his props for no reason. I was like, why, dude, what do you have against this man that you're going to take height away from him? Really? Sam, I'm telling you, that Bama proves to me more and more that he hates this Washington team, and he's just there for a paycheck. Seriously.
Hey, he was with Cleveland Cavaliers at first.
Yeah.
He needed to take that stuff.
He was a journeyman.
He was part of the whole James gang.
He traveled all around the league. He was a journeyman. Which still
he
needed
to keep on traveling.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, Kel, let me ask you this. What do you think about Porzingis now?
I like him. I like him. And you know what I like
I told you he'll be nice.
You know what? It's not his play. It's not what he's giving on the court. That's great. But I like the fact that he stood up to this coaching staff and told them, put me in the damn game. Do not worry about me getting injured or hurt. Put me in the game, man. I came here to be a part of this team, not sit on the bench and watch. And I'm telling you, that sparked me right. That sparked me the right way, because so many times we see players come and they just going through the motion. That man wants to play. He wants to be a part of the team. And not only does he want to, he's actually showing and proving that he's
He's going to emerge as one of your leaders. He's going to emerge as one of your top players, as one of your, as you say, a big two or big three. Him and Kuzma and maybe Bill when he come back or whoever you get. But you got a good mob. Definitely. But I'm saying as far as, you know, as far as who they would put on the marquee being the staple,
You know, I mean, you get your bottom line. You got a good mob. You got a good team and everything. A good, nice young team and stuff. So with Pusinga, he's a veteran, and he's also want to be known, like you say, to get that respect. So I think he's going to emerge as that leader too. Because like you say, he's boisterous. Because I saw him at one time, after he had got a basket, KP had the ball, and Pusinga was at the top of the key, and he was calling for that ball, but KP wanted to dribble around and give it to Kuzma. Then y'all had ran out of time. The shot clock went off. And dude was like, man, give me that ball. You know, he clapped his hand one time and had his hands ready and stuff, and he was cooking. So he's supposed to feed that. It's like they was going away from him. So like you say, he's the man. Man, y'all need to give me that ball because he can shoot that ball. He can stretch the flow, and he go inside too. He got
that's
wide
true.
Restricted. Like you, go ahead. I'm sorry. You,
I need
you know,
Wes
right.
Unsell to bring it up though. I need Wes Unsell to come Unsell. I need him to come. I mean, I know you learning on the job. I do. I give you all that. You learning on the job. All that first year head coach. All that. I'm giving you all that. Next year, you don't have your sugar, honey, iced tea together, I'm going to be on you. I'm going to be
that's
on
right.
you. I'm going to get you this
you're
year.
Right.
I'm going to get you this year to get together. Because all of y'all trying to learn each other, everybody trying to learn each other and where everybody's supposed to be and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
Relearning each other.
Yeah.
And you know what, sis? That's what I said.
Come on, y'all.
That's what I said last
move
night.
Come on, y'all. We got to move on.
Well, I'm sorry, Kay. I just want to say this real quick. I watched Georgetown and the Wizards lose last night. Broke my heart.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what is 57 doing right now? Because I mean no Georgetown.
Hey, guys, before I go, you know, don't forget about my show on Saturday if you can't.
Go ahead, Luke. Go ahead.
Don't forget about my show if you can, Enhanced Sports Show, Saturday, 5 to 7. It's Eastern time. Number to call 512-543-4662. Yeah, we'll discuss the baseball like I'll be over. It's March Madness officially now. Courtesy of the selection, the madness starts now, so we're going to take care of that. We'll go through all the NFL trades, what's left of Combine. So if you got time on Saturday, give a call. 512-543-4662. Good. I hope you can make it to the next couple of Saturdays because – I hope we can make the next couple of series because March is going to be huge, if you know what I mean.
Well, make sure you look out for 57. Make sure you look out for 57 and 007. Everybody's going to try to support you on Saturday.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Second round, 2023. Two second round picks, number 40 and 2022, and whatever their pick is in 2023, and a 2022 fifth round pick, all for Seattle to give them Russell Wilson. I'm telling you. Let me ask this question. Do you guys think Russell Wilson makes Denver a championship team? Do you guys feel, so you feel that with Russell Wilson, Denver is a championship team?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I know the AFC West is potent. The whole AFC West in whole is potent. You have Patrick Mahomes, you have Derek Carr, you have Russell Wilson, and you have that boy Justin Herbert. Wow, the AFC is that's the division to watch this year. And yes, Denver has the better. I think they will get the AFC West on division.
Okay, let's take a call. 706, state your name and where you calling from. 706, going once.
Unmute
going
yourself.
Twice.
They probably got themselves muted. Unmute yourself.
Okay. There's no problem. Anybody else? Do you guys feel that Denver has just made themselves a championship team? Anyone else?
Well, yeah. If I may speak, just to, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think they have. But this thing I like the most is that the fact that Seattle was willing to get rid of Russell Wilson while they still could get some value for him. That's the thing that surprised me right there. But as far as Denver got a better chance as anybody else to make it to the championship with him. They got everything else they need.
He ain't lying.
Okay. Go ahead, Ted. What do you say?
Well, I think he would make them a championship team. You know, people they didn't forget about Russell Wilson. They ain't giving him no credit or anything. They giving Patrick Mahomes all kinds of love because he won the Super Bowl early. But they forgot about Russell Wilson also won one and was on the verge of winning two if they would have gave the ball to Marshawn Lynch, you know. So, during that time, you know, you got to figure they haven't really did much as far as upgrading their offense. You know, they had a heck of a defense and they've been noted for their defense. But Russell always been Russ, you know. So, and he's been injured during the years. But I think, like you say, with a new emergence of a new city and a new place, a new atmosphere, gives you life, man. Like I told you, like Von Miller, you know. So I think Russ going to cook, man, up in Denver. Like you say, they got the things around them, what they need. And then if you go pick up maybe a little bit more players, if they can, and they don't mind spending that money to get what he needs. So, hey, watch out.
I know San Francisco glad he gone.
But I want to see why didn't Washington get him?
When I seen him moving, I called Carol. I was jumping for joy. I was like, Carol, he is gone. Thank you.
To answer your question, Washington didn't get him because we weren't trying to go back down that RG3 road. If you look at all Denver gave up for Russell Wilson, that would have been the RG3 trade all over again for us. We couldn't survive.
We couldn't survive
two heavyweight trades like that. We're just really recovering from the RG3 trade. We're just recovering from that. So
yeah,
So, and you know what? I'm going to say this. Playoff team, yes. I can see Denver being a playoff team with Russell Wilson. The Super Bowl is yet to be seen with me. Super Bowl is yet to be seen with me, and I'm not hating on Russell Wilson at all. I'm not, because he's still a good quarterback. He is.
Okay.
But,
Do you think he's better than Wentz?
We all know my dislike with Russell Wilson. He's too small for me. I don't like little quarterbacks. I don't. Now, what
do you think he's better than Wentz or not? You think Wentz is better than him?
Well, yeah. You know what I've learned, Ted? I've learned if we're going to go better than, we got to look at the numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz has the majority of his career, every year, he's had no more than 7 interceptions. Only one year,
right.
he had 15 interceptions. Other than that, he's always only had 7 picks. So, you know, when you look at that, and the fact that last year he had 27 touchdowns and that 7 pick again, you know, by the numbers, yeah. By the numbers, heck yeah. Last season, especially. And that season that they were, the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl. You know, it was Carson Wentz, and everyone forgot. But it was Carson Wentz that got them there. Carson Wentz was the one that got them to that point. He got hurt the last 2 games, and Nick Foles stepped in and was Johnny on the spot. Carson Wentz
he got hurt against the Rams.
Carson Wentz was on his way to being the MVP of the league. And then he got injured.
Yeah.
Then he got injured, and since then, his numbers have been the same. It's been consistent, but for whatever reason, he just, you know, he doesn't appeal to a lot of teams. You know, let's go to the phone. My Redskin historian, what's up, Kurt?
Hey everybody, how's everybody? I know the San Francisco lady's glad that Wilson's gone, but as far as put Denver in the Super Bowl, I think that's a little much. I think he'll take the Broncos to the playoffs and be up there, be competitive with Buffalo and Kansas City and Pittsburgh and whoever else is in the playoffs. You know, definitely a playoff team. You know, they'll probably. You know, the free agency starts Sunday at 1:00 Eastern, so yeah. They'll probably try to get some offensive linemen, you know, to protect Wilson. As far as Carson Wentz, I'm as happy as a midget getting off a crowded elevator. I love me some Wentz. I love me some Wentz. Long ball,
going deep
to back Gary Terry. I just see it happening now. Beat them Cowboys. Hey, Lou, how you doing? Yeah.
Lou is gone, Kirby. Lou is gone. But you know, guys, Kirby and I had this conversation before the show. And Cuddy was telling me every point he could think of why I should be with this pickup, why I should,
always trying for a bit tall quarterback. You always – I don't want no little quarterback with little hands and all that shit, you know.
That was the first – oh, Kirby.
He's 6'5". He's 6'5". I mean, damn.
Yeah.
That's right, Kirby.
I did say that, but not in those words. So, but no, Kirby, what you made me do was go back and look, right? And I'm serious. By the numbers, yes. Wentz has been, besides the year he tore his knee up, you know, he's been a pretty serviceable, good quarterback by the numbers.
Yeah.
But Wentz is another one of those quarterbacks where you're always waiting for the other shoe to fall. You know, he'll do something good, and instantly you're thinking, okay, what is this going to cost us? You know, he's holding the game down in this way, and you know, and you know what? I'm gonna say the league has really been disrespectful to Carson Wentz because all they're showing are the bad plays, all they're showing are the mistakes. You know, the game against the Jaguars where he was getting sacked in the end zone and he didn't want to give up the safety, so he just threw the interception that they scored a touchdown on. I don't really blame him for that. And I look at some of the teams that look at the Eagles and the Colts. Can they really say that they put the best talent and offensive lines around him? You know, I just think that the man has really, ever since Nick Foles won that Super Bowl, Carson Wentz has not been given a fair shake. And that's where I stand on it, you know.
I mean, he should have a good year. He should have a good year against the NFC East because he have a chip on his shoulder. I mean, I think it's going to be a nightmare for all the teams in the NFC East because Carson Wentz, he's coming for the Cowboys, the Giants, midgets, or the Chickens.
Now, Ron, you dreaming, Ron. Now you dreaming.
No,
I
guarantee you, they winning the NFC East.
Now I'm going to call you Mr. Ron.
A chip is not necessarily a good thing, man. A chip playing with a chip on your shoulder is not necessarily a good thing.
Tell him, Big Bro.
If you're not motivated because you are a starting NFL quarterback, then you're in the wrong game. Now, I know people hype themselves and build themselves up each week playing different teams. I'm with that. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you really shouldn't need extra motivation to do your job. You are a starting NFL quarterback, you know? That chip on your shoulder, that's just extra to me. That's just extra.
Mm-hmm. Wentz has one thing that is necessary to be a Washington quarterback, and that's that he hates Dallas. He hates Dallas. That's right.
You know what, Kirby? Kirby? I'm gonna just send a prayer over there for you, Kirby. Seriously. I know, y'all. I told Kirby yesterday, because Kirby called me and said, Washington to the Super Bowl. Red card to the Super Bowl. And Kirby believed that wholeheartedly. I told him, I said, Kirby, we could have signed Big Bird, and you still would say that we go to the Super Bowl with Big Bird as our quarterback. So, hey, don't knock it. There's a reason why we call him the Redskin historically.
Well, with a name like Washington Commanders, I'm going to get my Captain Crunch pictures out. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, all day yesterday, I was like, first they give us this BS name, and Treat, you said I could say BS. But first they give us this BS name, then they make this BS trade, you know, and we're supposed to just be okay with it. We're supposed to just be all right with it. No, heck no. You know, and then you want to tell us, well, after 2 years, years of thinking and negotiation back and forth, we settle on Commanders. No, well, then, you know what? After 2 minutes of hearing that, Sugar Honey Ice Tea, I settle on one football. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Me too.
And the only reason you put that Commander's bull jab out there was because the team was going to court and you didn't want the court to name the football team all red.
That's right.
Deep
in
into their mind. You know,
I tell you what, when they come up with that name, it made me madder than a hunchback at a limbo contest.
Uh-uh. Okay. Have you taken your medicine? Have you taken your medicine?
No, I haven't.
And
I still love Terry Bradshaw, the best quarterback Pittsburgh ever had. Thank you.
And the hell with Bradshaw.
Well, all right,
thank you.
Okay.
I'm serious, y'all. This Carson Wentz trade it left me speechless because I'm looking at Carson Wentz as a guy who couldn't get it done. And you went with a coach that was your coach who spoke up for you to the owner and made it seem as though he could work with you. He could bring you around, you know? And now he's giving up, you know?
Mm.
Halfway through the project, he's giving up. He's quit 1 year in, and rumors are coming out, and for real, y'all, if ever there was a time where you really truly have to do your own research and not listen to the rumors, now is that time. Now is that time because all type of stuff is coming out about I almost said Kirk Cousins. All type of stuff is coming out about Carson Wentz now that he's gone away from the team. So I mean, I'm going to say believe at your own peril. Believe what you want to believe. You know, when the man gets here, we'll see exactly what it is. You know,
right.
But I'm telling you, I feel sorry for the man because, I mean, they're just the media, especially under freaking Judas. I'm so sick of that show. I'm so sick of that. Today, a topic was how does Carson Wentz joining Washington affect the Cowboys? Really? Seriously?
Oh, it's about the Cowboys.
It's
not about the Cowboys, though.
It's always about the Cowboys.
Always.
It's
always about the Cowboys.
And you know what? Damon made a point to me, Devo. He made a point to me. We are seeing LeBron's downfall, and they are highlighting it. They are highlighting it right before our eyes. We are seeing this man's downfall. There is no way. Just to go into basketball real quick. But there was no way that they should have lost to the Houston Rockets last night. No way. Or should they lose to my Wizards team tomorrow? Because we know they are. But I just had to say that real quick because those are the only two teams that they talk about, the Cowboys and the Lakers. And it was just amazing to me how they could say, how does Carson Wentz joining up with Washington affect Dallas with Amari Cooper said to be cut? You know, how does this affect Dallas? And I'm like, come on, y'all. First of all, it's two other teams in the NFC. And if any team should be thinking how is should be Philly, you know?
Yeah.
The team he played for, the team he came from.
Right.
First of all, Carson Wentz ain't no Tom Brady. He ain't no Aaron Rodgers. So who else you going to put around him is the question. Who else
but
you going to get the
quarterback?
That's the question. He's not an elite quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
He's not elite.
I'm with 57.
Do me a favor,
yes.
Tree. Do me a favor, Tree.
Absolutely.
Look up Aaron Rodgers' numbers from last year and Carson Wentz. Well, we already know Carson Wentz went 27 touchdowns with 7 interceptions. Look up
where did his team go, though, Kale?
27.
Where did his team go?
Sport, dog.
That's right. That's right. And you got to have a leader. Aaron Rodgers is a leader. Tom Brady is a leader. Carson Wentz is not a leader.
You know,
I don't care if he threw 100 touchdowns last year and they didn't get to the playoffs. Kale, let me just say this. You can give him all the numbers you want to give him, but they didn't make the playoffs behind all of those points he scored last year. They did not make the playoffs. You cannot say he's an elite quarterback.
I didn't say that.
Whoever said it, somebody said it. Somebody said he's an elite quarterback.
I did.
Yeah, I heard it too.
You can't say that. What do you classify as an elite quarterback? Anybody?
Hold on. This leader that you're putting on Aaron Rodgers, held his damn team up. Will hold his team up for the next 4 years. Because they paid him $200 million for 4 years.
Aaron Rodgers has 37
TDs. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Aaron Rodgers got 37 TDs and 4 interceptions.
Okay. That's good. He should have that. Earning $200 million, $153 million guaranteed.
Mad at that man's money.
Keith Anderson said it's a good thing that guy got Carson Wentz if he could stay healthy. That's what Keith Anderson said online.
Yeah, a lot of people. That is a lot of people's point of view. What and 57? Don't get caught up in that nonsense.
I don't know what nonsense you're talking about, Kale. I can say the same thing about what you're saying, bruh. What nonsense are you talking about?
You probably could and would, because that's you. But what I'm saying is...
Yeah, well, you know what? You're constantly making the wrong calls, bruh. And when I call you on it, don't get upset. Just take it with the... Roll with it, buddy, and keep going. Keep going.
It's wrong.
Keep going, baby. Keep going. You've been wrong all season, Kale, so why should I be upset? You've been wrong all season. What have you picked that's been right, Kale? Name one thing you picked that's been right since I've been on this podcast. Name one thing you picked that's been right.
Wait a minute, y'all.
And let's not forget.
The only thing you picked right is the mute button, bruh.
Let me answer, and I'm about to again, if you're not going to let me answer. You know what I'm saying? Because two damn weeks in the playoffs, my picks were right. You were lonely. Playing water. As usual. Cut it out, dude.
Oh, man, look. I ain't got to prove nothing, bro. I ain't got to prove nothing. For those who feel like we got to prove something, let's keep up with the stats.
Because nobody's trying to call you out. That is the only reason. Because nobody is sitting here saying, oh, 57,
you're going to tell me my perspective is nonsense. because I don't agree with yours. You did use the word nonsense, didn't you? Didn't you use the word nonsense? Okay, all right, then. You are right. I'm wrong. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
It's nothing wrong with having your own opinion, man. There's nothing wrong with
having
your own opinion.
Well, then let me have mine, then. Let me have mine.
And I am.
Okay, bruh.
I'm telling you how I feel about your opinion.
Well, that's fine. I feel the same way about yours as you do about mine. So let's go on to the next thing.
There we go. That's what we have in common. You feel the same about my opinion that I feel about yours. Guess what? The damn price of gas is still high.
Can't let that bone go, can you, bro?
Who? That gas bone? Hell no, because it's too damn high. No, I can't let that bone go. I wish Putin would let it go, too.
That's funny that y'all said that about the gas, because Jay Adams said, "Hey Tang, let me hold a horse. I need that for these gas prices, bro. I need to ride a horse to work."
Come on, baby. I saddle him up for you, baby. I got you.
My buddy took a picture of his gas light. And comment, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. They don't have me crack it up. Yeah, something. But no, seriously. The more I've read the stats and I'm looking at this thing, I'm willing, and trust me, last night I wasn't, but I'm willing to let things play out and see where we are when it all washes to the shore. You know what I'm saying? I know what Carson Wentz has done everywhere else he's been. It's well documented. All I'm saying is we don't know if this Carson Wentz is going to be the same Carson Wentz that he's been everywhere else, just like Russell Wilson. We don't know if Russell Wilson is going to be the same Russell Wilson as he was with Seattle. It's a wait and see game with the NFL. It's a wait and see game, and it's unfair for any of us to put a player down before he even attempts at his job. You know what I mean? Am I saying that clear? Do we all understand that?
All right.
Somebody say amen.
Somebody say amen. It was good movie quiet.
What?
But I mean that's the NFL. That's the league. You know, it sparks all type of passion, energy. For everyone who loves it, and sometimes people's thoughts and opinions cross with others, especially when you love one team and somebody else loves another. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's normal. That is expected. That is expected. You know what I mean? What's not expected is name calling and disrespect both ways. You know what I mean? That's not expected. And no, 57, that wasn't done, 57, at all. But I'm just saying,
what I missed.
I've heard people get to the point where they call each other names and they start disrespecting one another, and that's not cool. That's never cool. So, you know,
well, family don't do that to each other. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We family.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
The tooth and tongue fall out, but ain't nobody trying to get out the mouth.
Well, I want to keep my tongue. I kind of need it.
Okay.
I've grown accustomed.
Look, man. Football. Look, I love Tang. I love Tang like we was born, like as if we was twins. Me and this brother have some of the deepest and hardest conversations and arguments. you think we was about ready to fight about football.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. That's the passion that it brings out.
That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. You know. Now let me read what Washington gave up. Well, I read it already. That's right. I read it already. Yeah. Colts send us Wentz and second rounder for number 47. We send the 42nd second round and a third round, number 73, and a conditional third round in 2023. Mm. If Wentz plays 70% of the snaps,
and he's going to do that.
Now, listen. Let me tell you what that tells me. Team puts a conditional pick into the trade deal, and the condition is if the guy plays X amount, X percentage of the snaps. They don't believe that this guy is going to be able to play these snaps. And in this case, it's 70%. So if Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps this year, 2022, Washington will get that conditional pick back. But if Carson Wentz does not, meaning he's injured, say he's injured at 68, 65, then the Colts receive that conditional pick. So that, to me, makes me scratch my head, you know, because I'm like, why is it that you guys are putting this condition into this trade? Do you think that this guy won't last? You think you're going to get something back for him not being able to play, you know, 70% of the snap this year? You know, what are you saying? What are you actually saying? What does your actions really mean?
Right.
You know, right. No conditions were put on Seattle, and Russell Wilson is fresh off an injury.
I'm talking about fresh. Hands all broke up. Hands all tore up. I mean, fingers going all crooked, different ways. Can't hold the ball, nothing.
Wet little hands. Don't forget that.
Uh-huh.
He already got small. He already had small hands as it is.
And then you got another break on your finger. Yeah.
Yeah. But yet Seattle put no condition on his trade.
Mm.
Seattle put not the one condition on his trade. So I mean that's something we got to think about. What does the Colts have on Carson Wentz that the rest of the league doesn't? That Washington doesn't. And here's another point. Free agency hasn't even started yet. And you jumped out there and gave up all you gave up for Carson Wentz. Who did you think was going to jump up there and snatch him before you got a chance to get him? Seriously.
Right.
Who did you think you were in danger of losing this quarterback to?
Mm-hmm.
We still got Derek Carr out there. You still got Marcus Mariota.
But that's what I thought I was getting.
You still have Garoppolo. You know, he will be.
Sir. Yeah, but he's
okay.
Not there now. Like, he's not there.
Okay.
Like, cut it out.
Okay. Tree. As much as you don't like it, the grass still green and the sky still blue with clouds.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
I'm not listening to none of that stuff. I'm just going, yes, sir, you to death. I'm not listening to none of that foolishness.
Why do you still want him?
What?
Why do you still want him?
Why do everybody else want him so bad then? Exactly.
Because
he got that X factor. He got it all the way there twice. Like, and then we got hurt. I mean, it is what it is, bro. When he in there playing for us, he give us 100%. And he come up 80% most of the time, 85% most of the time.
What was that song? I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
It was not. It ain't going to never be good enough when you ain't got the whole team. It ain't going to never be good enough. I don't care who you are. It's not going to never be enough if everybody is not healthy when you need them to be healthy. Sir?
I'm not going to go there because y'all defense was healthy. Your defense was together. Your quarterback hurt y'all. Carson Wentz hurt you guys.
We didn't have Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Garoppolo. I got Wentz on the brain. Excuse me. Garoppolo hurt you guys.
That's what Carson Wentz, you know for sure in your head that Carson Wentz is going to let y'all down.
You know what's funny? Garoppolo has already let you guys down twice. Carson Wentz ain't even on our squad yet. And Garoppolo has let you down twice, and you're still screaming Garoppolo.
Let me ask you this. You asked me why do other teams want him?
Because we all know when it comes to the NFL, everybody feels like, oh, I can do better with him than you did, or I can get the best out of him than you did. And sometimes it's just a player. But go ahead.
Okay, so let me say this. So, yes, Garoppolo let us down twice. You're correct, right? He let us down, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to say about the Washington football team Commanders skins? They have been letting you down how long, and you are still what, screaming, Let's go. I'm showing the same loyalty to my team that you are showing to your team, right?
Out
there screaming with your fists in the air, talking about some Washington Commanders or whatever you're going to be screaming,
I'm not going to be screaming no damn Commanders.
Well, what I'm saying to you is, whatever you're going to be screaming with your fist in the air, right, you're going to be wanting your team not to let you down again because you know they are. So why can't I, even though he only let us down twice, why can't I just say, hey, I'm going to give him a third time because third time is a charm. Three strikes, you're out. It's always three, right? But y'all have been doing this same dance and skit since you've been an adult.
Okay.
Sir.
You guys have been getting there and failing for how long now? You guys have been getting to the dance with no dance partner for how long now?
Oh, we had a dance partner. We had a dance partner. We had to be there to dance. You had to have a dance partner.
No, what you have to do is keep up with the beat. That's what you have to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. But guess
your,
what?
And
see,
your
we
team
got invited
not.
To the dance. You will never know how it
well,
feels
it
to be invited to the dance, sir.
It wasn't an invite. Y'all earned
it. Was
the
invite.
Spot.
Oh, it was an invite. Our record was 3-9.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It's not
oh
an invite
God.
If you earn. It's not an
okay.
invite if you
okay.
earn that spot. It's not
well,
an
thank
invite
you, sir. We
if
earned
you
it.
Earn it.
We earned
it.
You we were there,
mean?
Right, Marie?
So, yeah,
was
you
he
were
not
there,
there?
But you lost. 2 years straight.
Was we there, though?
You were there, but you lost.
Sir, was we
you
there?
Were there.
Okay, but wait, hold on.
There,
okay, wait a minute.
Lost.
Let's take it step by step. Let's take it step by step.
You know what,
we were there,
y'all
yes.
Funny.
Y'all was
funny.
On the couch watching us be there.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah, but guess what we weren't doing?
It's a difference.
We weren't crying.
We were still hoping and praying to win.
We were not crying after the game.
Yo,
we
y'all cried before the game because y'all was wishing y'all was in the game, sir.
No,
we cried before
the
game.
The season ended. We cried
no, y'all
before
cried before
the season
game.
Ended.
No.
Are you listening to me? That's
no, I'm not because y'all crying about y'all name.
Problem.
Y'all crying about y'all
problem.
Team. You crying about
okay.
the quarterback.
Venom.
All y'all do is
Venom.
Cry. All y'all do is cry.
Venom.
Damn. Well,
yeah.
Well, look. Can I say something? Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm crying. I'm crying because they talk about Trey Khalil Mack, so I'm crying.
I know that's right. I hold your hand through it, Ted. I will hold your hand through it.
Please do. Please
no.
do.
I got
it.
You know. I don't know if you want that.
Hey. And I invested in the jersey. You know, I told y'all, you know, Kale really turned me on as far as being a real football fan, you know, as far as getting the jerseys and all that. So I invested in a Khalil Mack jersey. And now
okay.
I don't know what to do with it, you know, to burn it, to throw
but
it away, or just
no.
to hang it or frame it. You
they
know?
Put it
in the man cave. You think I can trade for another jersey?
Yeah.
Well, okay, where I get it from? I gotta find out because it was a gift. I didn't buy it as a gift, though. Should I say?
As long as you got the jersey, as long as you got the jersey, you can trade it in.
Okay. Hey, Sheila, well, because my wife brought it for me. I mean, that's same with me, but I said she takes my money. You know, I hear your boy 57 laughing.
You cutthroat, Steve. You cutthroat.
Huh?
You can't let that jersey go, Ted.
Okay, I won't.
You gotta hold on to that one.
What did you buy that from? Internet what store? NFL store?
Okay,
yeah. My wife got it from the NFL store. It was a birthday gift to me, so yeah.
Oh my
God!
I can't trade it. You right, Tang. I can't change it for like a Justin Fields jersey or whatever.
No,
if they get it, you know.
To,
I just keep it.
Ted, you got to keep it.
Huh?
It has sentimental value to you. Your wife bought it for your birthday, so just keep it.
Yeah.
Put it in the man.
Yeah,
and
that's
go
it. But what if my wife make me mad? Then I'd be really saying, okay, let me just...
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to
bring light to because we were going in the dark place and I was just trying to interject the, you know, break
no,
that.
No,
you know?
Let me tell you something. If you go and get a jersey, this is how you beat all of that. Go get a jersey of a retired player. You don't ever want to wear a jersey of someone that's younger than you because it's a brand new league now. So you want to go and get a jersey of Walter Payton. That's timeless. The running back, Devin Hester. You know what I'm saying? Go get a jersey like that. Someone that's older than you. so you can you know rep them and keep your jersey. You know what I mean? Phil, he's too young, and we know this NFL, they here today, gone tomorrow, man. They here today, gone tomorrow. All of my Darryl Green, Sean Taylor. Now Sean Taylor is the youngest jersey that I own. But that was because that young man met his demise. So I knew he wouldn't be traded anywhere. I knew as long as Watson had a football team, he would be regarded as a member. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what you do. You go get somebody older than you, somebody who's already retired. You know what I mean? Do that thing like that. But you better not trade or sell that jersey my sister bought you, because I'm gonna help her beat your ass.
Whoa! I know that's right.
Wait, I didn't hear the last part you said. What'd you say?
We gonna get beat your butt.
I don't take those. Cause last time, well, anyway, I ain't even going to that. But no, I was just saying I wouldn't trade it. I was just, you know, saying and speculating, but I wouldn't.
Okay, good job.
We'll do that.
Good job. I don't want her to beat you up, and then we ain't got Ted on the line no more.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah, that's the only one I accept the whooping from is her.
That's what's up, too. You ain't nobody else.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only one you say, why are you doing that?
That's the one you just grab hands and just try to hold, you know what I'm saying? Or just run out the screen door. You know, go out the screen door. Because they learn to kick. Hey, once the hands tied, she be watching the Tybo stuff and they learn to kick.
God.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I got one more question. What exactly do you see Carson Wentz bringing to this Washington football team? And the Washington fans
leadership.
You being funny. You being funny.
He had a ring.
He led the team to the Super Bowl though, bro.
Yeah.
Even though he did good, he just got hurt for going hard. You know what I'm saying? He definitely a leader. Now, like you say, you don't know which one you're gonna get. We have to see that.
Did you guys?
But just hope, the one that you got that they had last year, and he can keep it going on through the playoffs. That's all.
Hear the reports from the Colts? Did you hear the reports from the Colts?
Sometimes you can't believe everything.
I know you can't. You can't. Two teams are saying the same thing, and it was a lack of leadership, is what they documented when it came to Carson Wentz. Both teams.
Well, we're gonna have to
the
see.
Eagles and
the Colts. I don't believe it.
But like I say, maybe he might have something to prove. You know, getting traded and getting a fresh start. You know, a third chance. There you go, Lady T. You said it perfectly.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe he might be revitalized and stuff. You know, new city, and let's get along. And they got a good team already. So and he's big, and he's got an arm, and maybe hopefully he's healthy.
I just need that O-line
to hold that
up.
Comes together. Hey, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know. Hey.
If all the teams treat their quarterback like Tom Brady was treated last year, like I mean that was the most he got sacked last year, was the most he got sacked ever. But let's just take that year out of it and say if every O-line holds up like Tampa Bay did for Tom Brady and New England did for Tom Brady when he was there, that's the best. That would be the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
Yeah. I agree with you,
Phil. He barely got hit. He barely, you can tell on one hand how many times he got hit.
But remember, after his O-line got hurt, you know, going late into the season, going into this playoff, it was hurt, and that's why they was getting that time and stuff. But he still did his job, I think, better than Aaron Rodgers did, because he took, you know, they didn't win, but he did his job. His defense just let Cooper Kupp get open. And how could you do that? You know, but Aaron Rodgers had the chance, and he was at his home field, and what did they do? He stunk it up twice past 2 years. So, and you give him MVP? Come on. I don't know about last year MVP, but this year for sure, I don't think he should have got it.
If Ben right. had the offensive line that Tom Brady had, he'd still be in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I forgot who I was talking to. You know,
if he definitely shouldn't have got it.
I was just saying that he definitely shouldn't have been in the running. I forgot who I was talking to, but he definitely shouldn't have been in the running for even lying about that COVID test and all that. He should have just been out of that period, all that MVP. That's how you know the NFL, they be on some BS, man.
That was you and I.
Yeah, Kel point that out about the COVID. I'm like, I ain't even bring that up. So that's double things, man. Like you say, double check discount.
What
you
y'all
mean?
Put
that's
around
a check on him.
At the Redskins, whatever y'all put around him, y'all will be good. Y'all will be good with Carson Wentz. He's a good quarterback. But you got to have some people around him, and he got to have the weapons. If you're dependent on him to scramble out of the backfield and stuff like that, that's when he gets in trouble.
Yeah.
He's not a runner.
Yeah.
He's not a runner.
Is he not a
runner?
Yeah.
He can't run.
He can't run.
Not no more.
Yeah.
Well, it's a difference between scrambling and running. And Carson Wentz got hurt scrambling. He got hurt scrambling. And ever since then, he's had a fear. Somebody call it a hesitation about scrambling, getting out of the pocket. So it's going to be up to this offensive coordinator. And look, Washington has been one of the most passes to the back out of the backfield teams in the league here lately. So they always have a scapegoat for him. Just he got to get the ball to him.
What you consider scrambling? Because I thought Carson Wentz got hurt when he was going hard trying to get that touchdown. He was going forward. He was diving and everything.
He was diving, bro.
He wasn't scrambling.
He got that touchdown, right?
That's when he got hurt.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that's when he got hurt.
Yeah.
I can't remember
on that
he
touchdown.
Scored. Yeah, but
yeah,
they,
he scored.
They were like on the 5 or the 6 yard line, right?
Exactly.
It wasn't a long.
Exactly.
Yeah. To me, Yes, it is scrambling.
I thought scrambling was when you was in the pocket. Once you leave the pocket, you ain't scrambling no more, though.
Exactly. But with the end zone being so close, to me, I view that as a scramble instead of a full-fledged run. But I get what you say. Tomato, tomato. You know what I mean? The bottom line is he's hesitant to do any of that now, scramble or run.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he is. He's nervous. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
But that's why that's why they say it, man. Just put something around him. He's going to be all right.
Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
He's going to have to be, too. It's done.
Exactly.
He signed on the bottom line. He's going to have to. He's gonna have to figure it out.
I have no more wiggle room or argument or anything that is now. It's just about saying how he plays. See what he does.
Can I ask the question real quick? Hey, did somebody have a bold prediction that Carson Wentz was gonna be our quarterback?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you trying to say you did?
No, I know I didn't. No, sir.
I'll take credit. I'll take credit.
I thought it was 57 or Marcus or somebody.
I think 57 did say that.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
I'll take
I think
credit.
You wrote it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it. I'm gonna check it. I just think we almost out of time right now.
Sound good to me. Come on, sis. It's that time, baby.
Oh, my Jesus. I ain't going to see y'all again till Tuesday. Woo! Okay, you guys. Here we go. This is all in. We all in, you guys, here at Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are going, well, not tomorrow, you know what I mean, Tuesday. We're going to love you on you guys so much on Tuesday that you are going to be smothered in love. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in online to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. Just his name, UKale McLean. Okay, you guys? So we'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday, you guys. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend. And love somebody and give everybody their flowers when you see them, okay? So just hug and love somebody, and you will be okay until we see you guys again on Tuesday. Kale.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, everyone, for your participation, every comment, every suggestion, every thought that you shared. We really appreciate it. Thank you guys for all of that. We can't wait until Tuesday. We're all here again on the corner doing corner things, you know. And like you said, man, show your peoples you love them, man. Everybody that you love deserves to know that you love them. They deserve to know. Sis, I love you. I got to let her know I love you. And bro, I love you. Well, you know. I don't know. We don't have no problem telling each other because we always
right.
know. We know what time
you.
It is. That's what's up. So, hey, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy this James Brown, because we're going to definitely get up off of that time.
Come on, come on, come on. Can we get a fucking drummer song?